It's going to be some cricket to start the final look at sport for the day. Durban Super Giants up against the Pole Royals in match 23 of the Betway SA20. The Super Giants won the toss and decided to bat first. And once again, it's been a poor start. Three balls into their innings and they've already lost Quinton de Kock, bowled by Bjorn Fortein for a duck. So they are now 1-for-1. Bryce Parsons batting at number 3 has got a single. So they're 1-for-1. And that is the end of the first over. Looking at the lineup, though, they have picked a number of Hollywood Bets Dolphins players, with Bryce Parsons, John Smuts, Pranellan Subrayan, and Keshav Maharaj, all players who represent the Dolphins. There's been a couple changes, a lot of spin options there for Keshav Maharaj. Last time the Pole Royals played, they bowled 20 overs of spin. So we can expect a number of spin overs in this one. After one over, 2-for-1, Durban's Super Giants. In football news, Tottenham boss Ange Postecoglou says his group of players are giving everything they possibly can to reverse their fortunes. Spurs have sunk to 15th on the Premier League table following their 2-1 home defeat to Leicester City, which means that they've won only one of their last 11 matches. Postecoglou knows some fans will have made up their minds about his future.
Been around long enough to know that some will just judge on where we're at the moment, and rightly so in some respects, and it's not good enough. If people want a sort of context to that, they can. If not, so be it. I'm still sort of very much stuck on the fact that the players are just giving everything they can.
Well, Spurs have lost 13 of their 23 matches in the Premier League this season and are 8 points above the drop zone. Staying with football to finish, Kaizer Chiefs have answered the prayers of their fans and signed 3 players. They've signed 2 forwards and a midfielder. Congolese striker Glody Lilepo and Tasrik Morris will bolster their front line, while Tabu Tele comes in to boost their midfield. Tele arrives at Maturin as a free agent and has signed a 3.5-year deal with the club. That's all from me for today. For the East Coast Radio Sport Team, I'm Nick Tatham.